You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The story about jobs in this economy has been, for weeks, certainly maybe a month or two, it's been the story of companies getting desperate to find people and workers in no hurry at all to go back to jobs that maybe have not great working conditions and definitely not great pay. The Conference Board said today about 80% of companies looking to hire mostly industry and manual services workers are having a tough time finding them. 25 states, all of them led by Republican governors, are trying to push people back into the workforce by cutting unemployment benefits and, increasingly, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, by making people prove they are actively looking for work.
In many ways, this is just going back to the way things were pre-pandemic. States suspended requiring people to look for jobs to get benefits when there weren't really any jobs, and people were supposed to be staying at home. But now that employers are struggling to fill positions, those rules are kicking back in.
This is mostly related, I would say, to people who are being called back by their former employer.
Andrew Stettner is a senior fellow at the Century Foundation.
In those situations, you know, you generally, if you're on unemployment benefits, you do have to go back to that former employer or else you lose your benefits.
But a lot of people may not want to go back to their old jobs or even the industry they worked in before. Kate Bonn is director of labor market policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth. She says these requirements
may make businesses be able to hire workers, particularly in the short term, but I don't think it encourages sustainable quality job matches, even for those businesses.
Because, she says, those workers probably won't stay very long in jobs they were kind of forced to take. But the job search requirement is politically pretty popular, has bipartisan support, and many businesses looking to hire are demanding it. Catherine Edwards is an economist for the Rand Corporation.
Employers have a understandably single-minded view of success in this situation. They want to hire someone at the wage that they're willing to pay.
But she says it's better for workers and the economy for people to spend a bit more time on unemployment so they can land a better job down the road. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Once people get those jobs, or the jobs they have, get back closer to normal, there is some, well, friction, you might say, between workers and the bosses about the office, specifically being in it. Some companies would like to have people back there. Some people would rather not. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
If you go onto job site ZipRecruiter, about half of people looking for work say they want to work remote right now.
And almost half say that they would like a remote job even after the pandemic is over.
Julia Pollack is a labor economist with ZipRecruiter, which, by the way, is a current Marketplace underwriter. Now, that's what job seekers want. What they are being offered is something else.
Only about 9 or 10% of job postings explicitly offer the opportunity to work remotely.
Now, that's a big increase from before the pandemic, when only 2% of job postings offered remote work as an option, but still.
There's a big mismatch between what job seekers are looking for and what's really available.
But a lot of employees are not playing around when they say they want a remote option. Barbara Holland is with the Society for Human Resource Management. They surveyed workers back in February.
One third of the respondents had said that they were willing to take a pay cut in order to continue working remotely.
And given employers have been screaming about a labor shortage,
I think it's going to shift our job market.
Some companies stand to gain. Dan Scott is a legal recruiter with Engott Search Group. He says about 40% of his clients, mid-sized law firms, are open to remote work.
I am able to bring better people to those firms. It's just the reality because they're looking at the best people. They're not looking at the best people in their market.
The reality right now is less a war between employers and employees and more just a lot of experimenting, according to Robert Sutton, an organizational psychologist at Stanford.
We're going to see what works, and we're going to make a lot of little mistakes so we don't make big mistakes.
And of course, this is all connected to the tightness of the labor market. When unemployment benefits run out and kids go back to school, the conversation over remote work may look very different. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.